Hello everyone, we are here with Stephen Rolnick, a very good friend of mine, clinical psychologist, honorary professor, long career, obviously working as well with athletes and sports. So how are you today, Stephen?
I'm really good. I'm sitting in Geneva and I can think of worse places to be in lockdown. I'm going to have a swim tonight, you know.
That's brilliant. So today, just carry on with our short intro podcast to present my energy game to obviously athletes, football players and coaches out there to try to obviously generate some discussions and debates around how to manage energy and how to obviously raise your game. And we had Tina Hurst the other day. Today we have Stephen Rolnick. We're going to have Jan van Loon. We're going to have different guests and we are going to obviously try to show you what we do, how we do it, to eventually obviously launch our website and try to share and try to obviously help coaches and players out there. So, Stephen, what are we going to talk about today?
I think what we agreed was it was going to be called Managing Your Energy.
Right.
Why bother?
Good. So why bother, Stephen? Why bother? So for all the athletes out there, all the football players out there that want to manage their energy to be able to raise their game, why bother?
I tell you, Edu, we could have an incredible debate about this, but if you imagine our lives as footballers or athletes as like an orange, there are all these segments, you know, and they look after nutrition, they look after fitness, they look after this, we look after that. But actually, managing our energy is one of those segments. And it is just so important. I honestly believe this. And I think the problem is, and I'm hoping we're going to discuss this, is that it's not so easy to measure. You know, you can say like, do this bit of gym work or have this bit of nutrition, do this kind of fitness routine. This one could be critical and very important in the conduct of your football life. And yet, what are we talking about? This word energy. And so understanding what we mean by that, and then in a practical way, doing something about it so that footballers are given the freedom to really develop and be the best they can be. And frankly, Edu, you can't be the best you can be unless you can manage your energy.
I totally agree. I mean, we were having a discussion the other day with Tina, obviously a good friend of ours as well. And obviously I want to actually give you an example. So obviously myself as a coach and you know, the last few years working with loads of different players in academy level, in first team environment, in different type of leagues and even countries, there's always this kind of like, hold on a minute, Edu. I'm looking after my nutrition. I'm going to the gym. I'm sleeping 10 hours. I'm doing everything is required. I'm training really hard. I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best actually really competing, not just like turning up and actually doing my best, you know, no, actually competing with the others in the squad. I'm doing everything is required to be selected and even to be in the starting 11. And yet, I turn up on Saturday and I haven't been picked.
Yeah.
Now, how do I deal with that?
Yeah. It's a great example. It's a great example where if you can manage your energy well in a little crisis like that, it's going to serve you well and serve others and the club well. And Edu, it's a great example because I imagine if that was me, I would be feeling a range of conflicting emotions there. I'd be feeling disappointed. I might be feeling angry. I might be feeling misunderstood. I might be feeling confused, probably a mixture of all three. Now I'm trying to handle not just myself, but my relationships with others, like the coach who's put me to one side. the rest of the players are also wondering, like, what's going on here with him? I would imagine that the magic in the chemistry of football is a sense of togetherness among a group of people, of acceptance of each other. And you know, that's got to start with acceptance of ourselves. Because if we don't have a good way of managing our own energy, then all sorts of stuff can go wrong. That affects not just me as a footballer, but my relationships with others. And so I think, you know, if we're going to start getting practical about it, because it's a fantastic example, Edu, we could start thinking of, well, okay, what are the top three or four things you and I would agree about?
That's right. Let's make it practical. Let's get this podcast really into the, you know, into the meat and the bone. Really, like, I'm a listener. I'm a player. I'm doing my best. And I haven't played.
Yeah.
And listening to this, I like to get some understanding of how can I deal with it and how can I solve it. Yeah. And how can I, you know, how can I really lift my spirits to solve this? Because obviously this is what happens to half of your squad every weekend.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, what we can notice here is that this is a very fundamental human experience. Okay, so feeling disappointed, angry, confused, bewildered, cross, that's a very fundamental human experience. So it's not unique to football. Another thing for us to notice is that the solution to this, I mean, you know, I'm a psychologist, so I don't mean to talk my profession down, but this is not some kind of pathological problem that needs specialist attention necessarily. You know, like, oh, if this happens to you, go and see the psychologist. It's nonsense. Human life involves coping with this sort of experience. And I'm sure that's what unites you and I, is this desire to encourage footballers to see this as something that's within their grasp. Absolutely. All of them, you know, let alone within the grasp of coaches, right? Psychologists have got their role to play, but this is a fundamental human experience. So for me, accepting this as normal is an important step in managing energy. But I would say my number one practical point is to be aware of it, is to be aware of how you're feeling and notice how you're feeling. So that would be my number one, right? Which is become a little bit of a reflective person, develop yourself as a reflective person. You're not just out there doing and in the gym and eating. You're a human being with real feelings, and develop an awareness of what these feelings are.
And when you obviously get to that point, so into that number one action plan or action point of the plan that you are suggesting, when I get to that stage where I'm aware, okay, I haven't been picked, or I haven't played, or I haven't played enough for what I felt I needed to play, whatever Absolutely. The scenario is for different circumstances for different players. Now, I'm aware that creates, obviously, all those feelings and emotions that you've suggested, anger, disappointment, betray, everything. Now, once I'm aware, and once I know that is obviously lowering my energy, and therefore could potentially damaging my performance in training session next week, and therefore limiting even more my chances to play next Saturday, what do I do? I'm aware. Now I'm aware of that scenario. Do I, for example, write down things? Do I lock them somehow for future references to actually analyze myself even more? What do I do, Stephen?
Okay. You know, there are as many solutions to this as there are human beings, right? Sure. So be careful of the smart-ass psychologists like me saying, do this, do that, right? Everybody's different. Okay, but a good starting point is to consider, once you're aware of the way you're feeling, what is a negative way of handling it and what is a positive way for you as an individual, not for other people. Okay, and so you step back and think, well, okay, I could handle this negatively and it would be like this. And then over the weeks and months, you watch yourself and you develop that awareness. Wow, this is not a constructive way to handle that energy and those feelings. And so this is a journey, Edu. It's not a simple kind of take this tablet, which is why it's so difficult. The subject of energy is so difficult to get your head around and to be constructive about it. But there are negative ways of handling it and then positive ways. Because it's really important, I would imagine, that handling it positively is not just good for you, for your game, but it's also good for your relationships. Because what you do about this is what other people like the coach see.
Absolutely. That's a great point, Stephen. And of course, even though you and me and most of our listeners understand that it's not about comparing yourself to others, it's not about losing your authentic character and try to obviously fake it and put a face, and because obviously that would go against energy, because you would be saying something that you don't really mean or doing something that you don't really mean, and people will still perceive that energy underneath those words and those behaviors. But there is, though, as you very well say, the point of, hold on a minute, what I do and how I do it has an effect on my manager's opinion, my mate's opinion, has an effect on the energy of the dressing room. And therefore, I do need to be aware of that as well, because this is a collective discipline. This is a team discipline. And therefore, you know, your energy has to reach a certain level as well to be attracting the energy of the team and to be able to obviously perform as a team.
And if you think about it, I know you're not saying this, but I wonder whether you're not thinking about it. You don't want to be too ego-filled with this. Ego-driven, you know what I mean? Ah, look at me. I'm not picked. He is. I'm cross with him. You know, you could, that will be in your list of things not to do.
That's right. That would be that's what you said, not handling your energy or your awareness properly and effectively, right, for your own benefit. I mean, sometimes in an easy way, sometimes I used to say to my academy players, help yourself to help others.
Exactly.
And help others to help yourself.
Exactly. You will have these experiences, like feeling jealous of somebody who is playing. I mean, it's all normal and you can't solve it in one go, but awareness is number one.
Good. So we've got awareness. We've got logging that awareness somehow to obviously develop a more reflective brain and reflective being to be able to then become more strategic in how you want to handle those emotions to be able to handle your energy.
Yeah, I mean, I came across a cyclist, Edu, a story about a cyclist, right? Olympic level, right? And he kept these detailed logs in a diary in his hotel room, which was incredible, you know, about how he could perform better. And some people, it suits them. Keep a record. Watch what's happening, you know. Note down, what's a less constructive way for me to handle this? What's a constructive way? That is incredibly valuable for some people. The interesting thing about the cyclist story was that one day the coach came into his bedroom and saw the diary.
Sure.
And the athlete confessed that this is what he was doing. From that point onwards, that cyclist wasn't second. Okay. That cyclist won. Right? Now, what that then points to is my second practical point for managing your energy, which is to develop relationships with other people where you can talk about what you think and feel.
Sure.
Okay. That is also depends on them. So you have to develop, you know, who it is you speak to when. That's, you can't, you know, it can be both. It could be any time, it could be off the field, it could be away from the game, it could be your coach, wouldn't like to say. But the process of talking to someone else about just this is what happened and this is how I feel, and not being judged for it.
Cool.
talk to somebody who you think accepts you as a human being. I mean, that's what we hope the coaches would be like, and they vary, okay? But I would hope that coaches are able to have conversations in which they are accepting of the way a player feels without passing judgment.
So be able to have a conversation with someone who you feel comfortable with, but at the same time, who is going to be there just listening for you, and therefore you're not going to feel judged. Therefore, there is going to be an environment in which you're going to be able to say exactly what you feel and what you think, to be able to then process that energy in a better way.
And you can then move forward, you see. Otherwise, you keep going round in the same circle.
Otherwise, you never let go. And otherwise, then obviously what you do probably is you construct your brain and your thinking process and your thinking patterns based on I've got a problem I need to solve. And that's already by itself a really negative construction of your thinking process. I would suggest that it's probably more kind of like, okay, this is what happened. This is how I've handled. I let go into the next one kind of thing.
It's because absolutely
then it's that you'd regenerate your thinking and focusing it in something much more constructive and more positive.
Yeah. Yeah. And then your energy heads in a positive direction. Okay. And it's not ego driven by destructive thoughts of being better or worse than other people, but it's driven by a much more balanced sense of, okay, this is me, this is the situation, this is how I can do my best. And then your energy flows in the right way. And so this leads me, I don't know if you want to move on or go back, but to a third point. I mean, we've mentioned awareness,
sure,
noticing how you feel, notice your energy and respond constructively. We've mentioned, secondly, talking to others about it. You have tremendous benefit for teamwork, let alone your own well-being. And thirdly, we're starting to point to this question about balance.
Absolutely.
Because energy is best fueled from a balanced foundation. I don't know if that's like psychobabble, the wrong way to put it, but I'm trying to find the right words.
No, if you want obviously an object to float in the water,
yeah,
you could probably put the same amount of weight on each angle and each centimeter of that object to be able to float, right?
Yeah.
So the same is with energy. If you want your body, your spirit, yourself to kind of float in that scenario, you also need to kind of redistribute your energy. And when your energy is so focused on just one thing, the fact that I didn't play on Saturday and I'm really pissed off, then all the departments within your body and your soul are going to be lacking of something. Therefore, it's going to be very difficult for you to kind of like, you know, lift your spirit and find the right energy to kind of cope with the next day. So that's the kind of metaphor that I would use.
It's very interesting. And so, you know, that does point to, if you have a disappointment, there are some practical things you can do to balance things out for yourself. And it's a good idea to think about what won't help and what will help for balance. Okay. Right. Now we know that there's some people who think the best way to balance their energy is to be self-destructive. We've come across that a lot in sport.
Okay, sure.
We know that. Okay. Drugs, alcohol, whatever, you know. But really, I would say, if you've had a disappointment, make sure the next day you can enjoy some quality time, either on your own or with other people, that lifts your spirit. So for God's sake, be practical in that way. Don't sit in this all the time, you know.
Very good. That links with the conversation we had with Tina the other day about, you know, me time, the importance of obviously spending some time with yourself and having some joy and some quality. But of course, now we're saying that to balance yourself, it doesn't really need to be me time. I mean, for other people, it might mean meet up with their mates. It might mean spending time with their families. It might mean just, you know, walk their dog or whatever. But I mean, but the importance is to try to find that balance to be able to kind of like, in a way, I've reflected, I've digested, I've spoken about it. Now I kind of switch off, to switch on again, kind of restart yourself, to then be able to generate all the sort of thoughts, which will generate all the sort of energy levels, which therefore will give you a better chance to cope with it and behave in a much more authentic way, the way you want to behave, because you won't be overwhelmed so much for those emotions.
Exactly. And you, and your thinking has become naturally reprogrammed.
Yes.
As a result of finding this balance. And you know, Edu, I don't know too much about football, but I would have thought that...
Neither do I.
On the field itself,
yep,
this is going to have a... This is really important, I would imagine, because football seems like such a creative game. Surely, if you're feeling your energy levels are balanced, your ego is not dominating this, you're not getting distracted by resentments, anger, let alone worrying what the coach is thinking from the sidelines, but you're feeling your energy is balanced, surely you'll be more joyful and creative on the field. And this is, we asked the question at the beginning, why bother? I would have thought finding that joyful balance on the field is as important as nutrition, for example.
Yes, and that's a great answer to obviously the question we were posing at the beginning, why bother? Because I suppose, you know, like any other industry, like any other, you know, job, but obviously I can't talk too much about any other industry because I don't know that much any other industry, but ultimately one of the goals for anyone will be to have joy, to, you know, because we enjoy this, because we really love the game, because we really love being on the pitch, on the grass, practicing, whether it's as a coach, whether it's as a player or any other roles within the team. And I suppose that is a great answer. I mean, why bother? Well, because I want to enjoy, because I want to, you know, I want to really find the joy out of all of this, because ultimately that was the main reason why I started. Then there is other, obviously, reasons. There is other ideas that people may have about why they do this or not. But yes, definitely rebalancing yourself, rebalancing your energy would probably give you a better chance to find that joy and to find that creativity on the pitch, which consequently will definitely have a massive benefit in your performance, which, by the way, will definitely give you a better chance to be selected and to play.
It's a lovely way of rounding it off. I would only say that knowing you, Edu, as I do, the development of your work is going to involve a lot more practical and helpful things for footballers, because we've touched on these subjects,
yeah,
like what you can do when you face disappointment, whether you keep a record, are there mental exercises you can do. It's really time that on the subject of energy, that the solutions start coming out of the box of tricks of psychologists and other people and made really accessible for players so that they can run the show themselves rather than rely on other people. And I bet you that's what you've got your eye on.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said that, Stephen. Obviously, we've spoken about this for the last few months when we've been working on my energy game project. And I'm very, very looking forward to be able to launch the website soon. Ultimately, the essence of the project is to raise the energy in the industry, in the game, to really lift the spirit and to really help players, to really help players and coaches to be able to find their own solutions and to be able to understand that they've got the power to obviously solve anything that might occur within their journey in the beautiful game. And so, yeah, yes, of course, us as coaches, use as psychologists, of course, we can help, we can support, but it's about empowering the athlete. It's about making sure that we don't get super clever and super egocentric, thinking that, you know, we are here to manage you. It's like, no, hold on a minute. We are here just to support you and to make sure that, you know, we offer you the environment that is going to allow you to express your gift and your joy.
Fantastic. Totally agree. And look forward to helping you in whatever way I can, my brother.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
Yeah.